702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Right, it's 12 minutes past one. A couple of weeks ago, we had a special delivery to the office, and it was a massive box, a huge box, that when you opened it, you just couldn't help but be delighted. You know, I think I let out a little bit of a shriek with excitement, because what was inside the box was some of the most beautiful creations, dessert pastry creations that you have ever, ever come across. And they came from Cafe Patisse. So it is wonderful to join now in studio the man who makes it all possible. That's the owner, Martin Ferreira. And he is joined by Mike van Veek. And Mike has worked quite closely with Martin in just allowing more people to know more about Cafe Patisse. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Zania.
Congratulations, Martin.
Thank you.
What a treat this was.
Yeah.
An absolute treat. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, like I said, this box had like, what, how many, Martin, would you say it was like up to 30 or so?
I think conservatively.
Conservatively, yes. What do I call them? Little desserts. Little
petit fours.
Operas in there. There were little meringues, little tarts, but all of them just desserts, different types of desserts. And they're from Cafe Patisse, which is out in Greenside. And they were polished. They disappeared within minutes. Martin. So how did you get into this? How did you become a pastry chef?
Well, I started studying in South Africa, then I went overseas for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I decided I wanted to work in a Michelin star restaurant, and it was so intense that I ended up hiding in the pastry section. And I really loved it, and I became really good at it.
What do you mean? The rest of the kitchen was so intense?
Yeah. The hot pass.
Yeah.
It's a whole other story that it was a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
So I hid in pastry, and I started loving it. And I took it further.
Mm.
Studied a little bit more, learned a lot about chocolate and desserts.
Mm.
And came back to South Africa and decided to give it a go.
Yes, what you haven't said is that you were what, in Switzerland and France?
Switzerland and France, yeah.
And were these little cafes, what kind of establishments were they?
These were Michelin star restaurants.
Yeah.
I decided I wanted to go work for some of the best chefs I know.
Mm-hmm.
I was studying at a school called SEG. It's a school for the Ritz Hotel.
Wow.
And they place us at these very cool restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, getting in must be difficult. Just being able to work within, because we know what it takes to earn a Michelin star.
Yeah.
And of course, the people who get to also be part of these teams, the competition must be intense.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Long hours, very little sleep.
Yes.
But yeah, we're all the better now. So.
You certainly have earned your stripes.
Yeah.
So, Mike, what would you say is so special about Cafe Patisse?
I think besides the, obviously, the creative talent that mm-hmm. exists there,
mm-hmm.
Is the attention to detail
yes.
that is given to every product that leaves the shop, whether the item is going to a big buffet table in a big hotel or into a retail environment like a spa.
Mm-hmm.
Every item receives the same amount of attention. So when you spend your money, you are truly getting a work of art. I really believe that.
Absolutely. That's also one of the things that struck me about, you almost want to just look at them.
Yes, it's they're there to be adored before you eat them.
Before you eat them. So do you find people just doing that? Sitting down once they get served, just spending time beholding these creations.
Yeah, a little bit of Instagram photos.
Yeah. I couldn't stop.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yes. And what Mike is saying is so true, because that's one of the things that struck me. The precision, the clean edges. You know, there's no smudge. What do you do with the ones that are smudged? Because I'm sure smudges do happen.
We eat them.
it happens
very rare. It's really? Very rare that it happens, but we'll eat them then. It goes to all the stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We're all about perfection now.
You are about perfection. That's what made me wonder about, the ones that maybe someone's fingerprint is there or something.
No, they never leave the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, and even without what I was asking you about how you prepare them, how do you get those fine lines, those really clean lines on those edges? Because these, some of them, especially the operas, are layered, but these layers don't run into each other.
Yeah.
Mm.
That comes with a little bit of experience, also good machinery.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of the, for example, the opera, we keep it on blast frozen. We keep it under blast at about minus 30, minus 50.
Wow.
We put it from there, hot knife, very precise lines. We do it a little bit like a robot. And then we garnish them up and send them out. So.
Yes. And working with some of the ingredients that you work with, you know, I was in my head, I was kind of taking notes because desserts are one of the things that I've yet to master. Mm. And one thing about desserts or baking is that the measurements, you have to be so, so precise. Is that how you also work?
It's a little bit of a science.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you master that, you start having fun. Mm-hmm. Then you know you can start playing around, substituting ingredients. Then there's no limit.
Yes. And then just the behavior of different things.
Yeah.
What should we guard against? Because you studied chocolate particularly, and chocolate can be tricky.
It is very tricky.
Yeah.
It's one of the most difficult ones I know. Mm. Tricky to work with.
Yeah. So what do we need to remember?
Tempering chocolate, it's all about the temperatures. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work out if the temperatures aren't correct.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you can master that skill, you're good to go.
Yeah, you don't want it to separate.
Yeah.
That's a disaster.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because if you work with the correct temperatures, you get your chocolate to set as hard as glass, and it's got a nice snap to it, and it's got a nice fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go 1 degree over or under, it's a disaster. It's great. It's not nice.
And it also has a great shine.
Yeah.
Yes. They just, those brownies, that coat on top, they just glisten. So
exactly.
If you work with it correctly, that's the kind of finish that you get.
That's it. If you don't get that finish, it can't leave our kitchen, basically.
And you work with a specific chocolate.
Yeah, we use Valrhona. We import it from France.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we use a little bit of Calibo, but in general, it's Valrhona. A little bit more expensive.
What makes it so special or a must for you to work with?
For me, it's just that's a chocolate company. They're one of the best. Very old chocolate company. There's a reason they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Just their fragrances. They know how to do chocolate, and it mm-hmm. makes it very easy for us to work with.
Yeah.
It's the best tasting, in my opinion.
Ah. So I was just thinking, on your website, by the way, you can go to cafepatisse.company online. And on the website, they have this lovely video of how to make Café Patisse's eclairs. So if you want some of the insights, because so often you're reading a recipe book, you don't know how it's supposed to look. So I think the videos are a great idea. You need a YouTube channel. In fact, you need your own TV show.
We'll look into it.
Can we have our own?
I'm very camera shy.
Can Martin have his own TV show?
Done.
We ensure that there's a TV show over here so that we can see all that action in the kitchen, because some of the detail and how you achieve that detail, I think will have people glued to their screens. You have a cake boss, so to speak, as well in the business. Tell me more about Michelle and some of the stuff she does.
She's my better half, a very hardworking girl.
Mm-hmm.
Any task we give her, she's not always a big fan of it, by the way, but I don't say no to any orders. So there's been some very cool cakes which she's done, driving cars with a working exhaust, working engine, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
It's a visual effect and the sound effects.
There's one where she's almost created the whole My Little Pony little world.
She does hundreds of them in a week. She's got a team working under her.
Yes.
She's the cake boss. She's head of that section.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't say no to anything. We try it all.
Hence the idea for the TV show.
Yes.
There's one that looks like it is crystal. You know when you've cut crystal, a piece of crystal through, when you've taken a slice of it, and you've literally recreated this with one of your cakes.
Yeah, we call that a geode. It's a geode effect. So basically, we crystallize sugar.
Wow.
It takes at least 3-4 days to make that cake.
Right.
So we crystallize sugar in a mold, and that gets pulled off the mold, put into the cut cake, and happy customer at the end of the day.
It is glorious. Yeah. It literally looks like a giant piece of purple and gold and clear crystal, a slice of it sitting alongside the stunning, stunning cake. So you must get very interesting requests.
We do.
What's been the most bizarre?
Those aren't radio.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that we can mention.
One of the more tricky ones was where people actually want. I know of a gentleman that got a Lamborghini for his 60th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And when they presented him the key, they wanted to present the Lamborghini they bought him in a working condition, being able to drive, sound effects, working exhaust, working lights. That's quite tricky. Because you have to be able to eat a cake itself. Yeah.
To be able to make the sounds and all have the lights.
Yeah, yeah. It's on our Instagram if you want to check it out. it was quite tricky.
That's at Cafe Patisse, by the way, SSE at the end. It makes your job sound fun. And hence my suggestion, if there are any TV producers listening, I think this would be a great opportunity for you to get in there. So what you brought for us today, it is Women's Month. It was presented like what we would see at a high tea.
Exactly.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And presentation is everything, but you don't actually have a lot to do on that score because your everything that you create is so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
So you don't have to worry about that. So let's start with the, should we start with the sweet treats? No, yeah. Let's start with the savory stuff. How did the savory line or aspect of the business develop?
Well, to be honest, it's just people twisting our arm, especially some of the hotels. We specialize in sweets. We're a patisserie and yes. a chocolatier. But yeah, we started doing bread mm-hmm. and some of our clients started forcing the savories onto us. And yeah, here we are. We try and make the best of it.
I think you should sell those rolls.
Yeah.
you treated us to the best chicken burger I've ever had. I've had all sorts, whether from the fast food places, from restaurants, I've had all sorts of chicken burgers. But this one.
Thank you. Halal certified, by the way.
So it was the roll. It was just perfect, how soft it was. And then the chicken burger itself, or rather the chicken piece in there, was beautifully juicy. And then the sauce with a slice of tomato and lettuce.
Yeah.
It's so simple. And yet, when all these flavors come together, it was sublime.
That's just fresh ingredients.
Well, I kid you not. Everyone that ate with us swore by it. It was brilliant.
No, that's awesome. Thank you.
So what's the secret to that? You must give me the
fresh
sauce.
Ingredients. Mm. Fresh ingredients are the secret. Sauce. It's the secret. We'll post it online.
Since it's easy to twist your arm.
It's just a chili oil, basically. Really? Marinate the chicken in here.
Oh, it was absolutely delicious. I mean, it may sound like it is simple ingredients, but this chicken burger was just perfect in its entirety. And then we had the little vegetable pies.
Mm.
You could just taste that butter.
Yeah. That's the secret when it comes to the pies. Most of our pastries, actually, just too much butter. That's the secret.
Too much butter for our
too
own
much
good.
Butter, yeah. Uh-huh. No, we use a lot of butter.
Yes.
We go through a couple of tons in a month, and yeah.
So apart from taste, though, because, you know, there are bakers who maybe out of, whether it's affordability, but use margarine, you know?
Yeah. There's some things we use margarine on, not too much. Mm-hmm. It's affordability. There's just some things. Just by the way, Marvello's got this beautiful substitute for butter. It's called Marvello Butter Flavor, and it actually tastes like real butter. It's just some things need real butter.
Yes,
But that Marvello one it's quite awesome.
And does it change the outcome? Because even around that vegetable pie, the pastry was just so, it was fluffy.
So that's real butter.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use margarine for that. That's in our puff pastry. Same with the danishes and croissants. You have to use real butter on all of that.
Okay.
Some other things, icing, stuff like that, you can substitute with margarine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the secret's real butter.
Okay. Mm. And then there was the tart we had. It is a tart.
Mm, the right. Quiche.
The quiche.
Yeah.
The little quiche. It had what? Butternut, chickpeas.
And chicken, yeah.
And chicken, yeah.
Very nice.
And the caramelized onion.
Yeah, and it's the tart shell's got a little bit of a sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, that one's got margarine in the tart shell. Which a lot of people don't notice.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's nice. With a little bit of sweetness, I like those quiches quite a lot.
Ah, they were absolutely delicious. So the savory side of things, I think, is equally as winning as the sweet side of things. Not entirely. It comes close. Because the sweet side of things is just superior, I won't lie. So let's talk about the operas that you've created. And this is really where the precision that we spoke of comes in. Because those edges, those layers are so carefully taken care of.
Yeah. That's the process I was talking about earlier.
Mm.
So the opera is a classic French dessert. A lot of people know it. We've just taken it and put a new spin on it, and it's like a nouveau dish for us.
Mm-hmm.
one of our favorites. So that the coffee one, which is the classic one, and then the red velvet.
Yes.
And but people who know our product or people who look at the website will see we've got lots of different variations.
There was the pistachio.
Yeah, we do tiramisu as well in different flavors, berries. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. And the beauty about it, as Martin was saying, is just that finish on top, the shine that you get out of the chocolate, and then the, what is it, the creme au beurre?
Creme au beurre, yeah.
Creme au beurre.
It's a real French buttercream made with egg yolks and sugar.
Just melted in the mouth.
And it's way better than any other icing you can make.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
just melts away.
I certainly agree with that. And you get like two bites out of that.
Yeah.
So at a table, you'll actually be able to experience more of the sweets, of the desserts, because it's that size.
We find it's quite popular. That's why we went with a whole mini selection. We've got about anywhere between 450 and 650 of these little mini desserts,
mm-hmm.
Where people just enjoy ordering them because they can, especially the ladies, they can taste quite a bit more. It's better than having this one big dessert
exactly.
a la carte size. Yeah,
exactly. The lemon meringue.
Awesome.
We had someone's brought their kid to work today, and he was there with us, and that lemon meringue was also one of his favorites.
Yeah. No, very nice. So
very
once again, it's just about
flavors.
Fresh. It's about fresh flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help you do a lot of prep and you keep it in the fridge for a while. You have to do it fresh. That's something we're well known for.
Yes. But what's the key to the top part of it?
That's an Italian meringue. So it's basically your egg whites mm-hmm. with, on the side you make a sugar syrup,
mm-hmm.
get it to the perfect temperature and get it whipped into your egg whites, let it cool down and then you use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was the berry slice and the brownies.
Yeah, those are both my favorites.
The brownies.
Yeah.
Oh, the
brownies especially.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the key?
Good chocolate.
Yeah.
Really, it's good chocolate. Quality ingredients. Yeah, it always works.
Yes. Gosh, I think you've got a very special establishment there. So at the moment, Café Petit supplies what? Hotels?
Yeah. Excuse me. The range of our customers extends across the whole wholesale spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So hotels, catering companies, coffee shops, restaurants. Martin consults from time to time, so restaurateurs might be looking for dessert ideas. So they would come to him and say, how can I do this? And he'll conceptualize and train staff.
Yes.
In addition, of course, we have our own retail space where we test items where we're able to see what works and what doesn't work. So we're available to anybody who enjoys cakes and desserts.
Yes.
And Martin also runs a development kitchen, which means that if you have an idea that you would like to work on,
mm-hmm.
He's happy to spend time seeing if your idea can actually hit the dessert counter in the future.
Yes, and then if you have a crazy idea for a cake,
give us a call. Huh?
Yeah, give them a call. The challenge, they await the challenge. So it's cafepetit.company. Go on and take a look because all those little touches, the decorative touches on these little mini cakes, mini desserts are all there. It was wonderful to see how you create some of the detail that ends up on top of the cakes. And it all looks so easy. Looks
yeah.
so simple.
It
so
actually
creative.
Takes very long. But as soon as you get past that, yeah, you make a good end product.
The preparation. Wow. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you, Zane.
Thank
for
you.
Treating us. I definitely felt like I was spoiled today. That was Martin Ferreira as well as Mike Van Veek. And Martin is the owner of Café Petit. They are in Greenside and there's more on their website. Like I said, all those little touches, maybe as you spend your weekend, you want some ideas, it's all there on their website. The lovely decorative touches that you often find on these treats, it's all there. Producers, there's a show in this.